WTAW News Time is 4 minutes after 8. It's 50 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The debate continues to how the College Station School Board will give separate identities to what will be three middle schools that are not associated with consolidated in College Station High Schools. Michael Wesson was one of at least three board members acknowledging the importance of school colors.
As trivial as it sounds, who cares what color kids are wearing in middle school?
They do.
And it labels them. And we all understand the issues that we've gone through over the last year of having people so ingrained with where they're going to high school and being so upset when all of a sudden they can't go to that high school because they've been wearing the same color for however long.
Carol Barrett says the public needs to know where the $125,000 will come from for new logos, exterior signage, and marquees.
I think people think teachers aren't going to get paid because we're changing uniforms, and that's just not the case.
At the November board meeting, trustees will receive a review of community opinions collected by Superintendent Clark Ely. A local salvage yard that's been in business for 15 years is located partially in the city of Bryan and partially in Brazos County. But local inspectors did not visit Bryan Auto Recycling and Glass until earlier this year.
Essentially, they're making us do a site plan like this was going to be a new facility. Assume the facility is not there. Show us your parking, your number of parking spaces. Show us your fire hydrant. Show us the fire truck needs pavement. They won't drive on gravel, which everything is, other than they're around their building, it's all gravel. But as you know, an existing facility trying to make it match new standards, yes, is much more difficult than a greenfield property.
The salvage yard's consulting engineering consultant Joe Schultz told county commissioners last week what the city wants is not going to be a short-term fix. Schultz says they are in the process of working out an agreement with the city, and yesterday county commissioners approved a salvage permit that's valid as long as progress is being made on the city requirements. While city requirements have been in place for longer than the salvage yard has been in operation, the county did not start regulating salvage yards until 2013, and the county was not aware part of this yard was outside of city limits until last March or April. There were no public speakers at yesterday's Brazos County Commission meeting related to the county's agreement with the city of College Station to rebuild Arrington Road. That's after opponents from the Nantucket neighborhood spoke at recent county and city meetings. Before county commissioners approved the agreement, County Judge Dwayne Peters and Commissioner Nancy Berry brought up one of the opponents who last called for Arrington having a center turn lane. Before that, wanted Arrington to remain two lanes.
One thing she mentioned was that it was three lane and it moved down to two lane. That was at her request way back when.
No question. During the MPO, those discussions all went on.
Another South College Station road project was approved by commissioners. That was awarding a $1.2 million contract to extend Mesa Verde Drive to Highway 6. In other business, commissioners appointed an interim county engineer following the resignation of Alan Munger, who took a job in the private sector. It's the second time Gary Arnold is the interim engineer, and commissioners approved a change order that increases the cost to design the conversion of Arena Hall into a record storage facility from $21,000 to almost $31,000. A deadly head-on crash in North Bryan 5 months ago has led to an arrest. DPS has charged 58-year-old Ruben Coronado Martinez of Bryan with intoxication manslaughter in the May 2nd death of 21-year-old Steve Williford Jr. of Bryan. The truck Martinez was driving crossed the center line on a Highway 6 feeder road and struck Williford's car. No skid marks were found from the collision, which took place at 1:30 in the morning. According to the arrest report, Martinez had a blood alcohol level when he arrived at the hospital that was twice the legal limit, and 4 hours later, the BAC was 0.076, which is just under the legal limit. Medical records also indicated Martinez tested positive for cocaine and marijuana. Martinez is out of jail after posting a $30,000 bond. Early voting starts next Monday for the local city council and school board elections. All those involved in contested races participated in this week's Chamber of Commerce Candidates Forum.
There will be at least one new member of the College Station City Council.
I'm
the Place
Eleanor
One
Vassal.
Candidates are Elena Vasali and Bob Brick. Vasali asked Brick about wanting to follow his wife on the council, who is not eligible to run again due to term limits.
I think my wife and I generally agree on most issues. may be hard to fathom, but we have had disagreements over the years. But those have been minor, and they've been resolved peacefully.
Brick asked Fasali about being able to find the savings to pay for $300 million of major projects over the next 30 years. She says prioritization is the key.
And then considering when we have these discussions, not just the purchase, but then what is that going to take in the future in O&M and continued upkeep?
All the questions and answers in the candidates form are online at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
WTAW News Time is about 10 minutes after 8. It's 50 degrees. You can call or text us. We'd love to hear from you. We love the comments coming in. 979-695-1620. We'll take one more look at your local news at 8:30, or you can always go to our website, WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Mamas, tell all your babies, don't mess with Texas. Don't let them throw cans from them old pickup trucks. Don't let them throw bottles and papers and such. Mamas, tell all your babies, don't mess with Texas. Keep your trash off the road, she's a fine yellow rose. Treat Texas like someone you love.
Lucas Nelson with a message from TxDOT.
This is Jeb Blair, class of 81, owner of J&B Propane. For over 37 years, J&B Propane has provided reliable and courteous service with competitive pricing and never any extra or hidden fees. We value our customers and would like the opportunity to serve you. Visit our website at jmbpropane.com or call us at 936-348-5465 for your free quote. J&B Propane, thanks for listening.
Vote Mike Sutherland for Bryan City Council.
Hi, I'm Bob Van Brunt. And I highly recommend Mike Sutherland. Mike is always available to listen to your issues. Mike is not afraid to stand up for what is right. My neighbors and I are impressed by his independent thinking. Sutherland is not beholden to any special interest groups. He listens to understand your problems. When Mike says he will get something done, he does.
Political ad paid for by the Mike Sutherland Campaign, Tana Sutherland, Treasurer.
Redecorating your home with new flooring can be serious business, but it can also be fun with Zorneman Flooring. We love what we do here at Zorneman Flooring. It is our pleasure to help you, whether building a new home or remodeling an existing. We can help with all the color and design decisions with ease. Stop by our showroom at the corner of Boonville and Wildflower Drive and browse from a wide selection of all leading brands for floors, showers, and backsplashes. You can also find us at zfloors.net. Zorneman Flooring.
Good morning, it's 8:12, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. We got a whole bunch of it. I got about 30 seconds of it for you here in just a minute. Brought to you by Malik, your air conditioning and heating experts. Learn about club memberships for year-round discounts on service and repairs at malikservice.com. Malik, making a difference.
We're still under the basic weather pattern we had in place yesterday, with high pressure stretching from Texas through the mid-Mississippi River Valley and on up into New England. That'll keep us relatively sunny, though we're a little bit warmer today. The air mass over us is starting to modify, 80 to 85 this afternoon. Clear tonight, 60 to 65. We'll have sunshine tomorrow, 80 to 85. Clouds on Friday, maybe a stray shower, and 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Are we getting textified?
We are. We are. We have two actually really good ones that are completely opposite of each other.
All right.
So one of them came in and it says, I am extremely fiscally conservative, but I do believe this money is okay to be spent. You can't brand them as the same as the high school because then lines are going to be redrawn. And who's to say that little student, I think, typo mm-hmm. maybe, will still funnel to that big school. Kids behave better, feel belonging when their school has an identity of its own. I think, at least according to what I see from my grandkids.
Okay.
Someone else texted in and said, parent here, very involved, not running for the election.
Okay.
The board has allowed CSISD to be affected by what I'm calling shiny school syndrome by outfitting the newest schools at all levels with all available bells and whistles from tech to athletics to facilities to libraries, while not creating a priority to update areas of older schools. Rebranding is a waste of money. Maybe all one color is more appropriate for the 7th and 8th graders. Also, money for facilities and bond funds cannot be used for salaries or personnel, just like PTO funds right. can't pay for human capital. Only mm-hmm. things that can be bought or built.
Now, Second one brings up a tremendous point, because I remember when the new high school opened up.
Yes.
And
yep.
It was breathtaking.
Yep.
There is no doubt about that. Now, that brings up the whole thing about why do schools look the way they do?
Mm-hmm.
And somehow I always like to ask that question. Couldn't we just have 6 different floor designs all
yeah.
over the state?
Yeah.
Okay. Make them utilitarian, and yes, we understand bells and whistles, and you're going to have a lot more Wi-Fi or whatever in the newer school than you do in the older school, and you can go back and do some retrofit to that, but don't make them big, shiny schools.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you make them big, shiny schools? Because it's what goes on inside and inside the heads of the students that makes the difference.
Right.
I was stupid, but I graduated from a really cool-looking school.
Yeah.
That is not solving the... And I know my kids are so far gone out of school.
I know.
I get it. I got it. But still...
The building doesn't make the school, Scott. It's the people inside.
It's the spirit.
Exactly.
And you can't have spirit if you don't know what your mascot is.
Yeah. They'd have to learn new cheer.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, there's a new fight song. You could just leave it blank, right?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Well, no, I appreciate the input.
The feedback and the input.
I want to hear that.
Absolutely.
It's complicated.
Okay. It is complicated.
All right, let's talk about the really important stuff then.
Okay.
Okay.
The Kardashians?
Well, later.
Okay.
Did you know that we are beyond binge watching now?
Ooh, what's it called now?
It's now called binge racing.
Oh.
Because you're racing to the end.
The binge racer will gorge on an entire season of a highly anticipated show within 24 hours of its premiere. Yeah, I've done that.
Oh, really?
I did House of Cards.
Whole show.
Oh, House
wow.
of Cards.
Whole
I did.
Season?
In a weekend. I did it in a weekend.
Weekend, okay.
But weekend. According to Netflix, 8.4 million subscribers have binge raced a show in their lifetime, and the trend has increased more than 20 times between 2013 and 2016. So, these shows. The problem is you can't. It's FOMO is what we're talking about.
Right.
I mean,
yeah.
You're going to come to work, and somebody who has a life that's much more really boring than yours
right.
and has time to watch all this stuff is going to come into the office either with spoilers or at least their opinion of that show, and you're only 3 episodes
you're
into
behind.
The 13th season. So you've got to get in there and catch up. Hang on. We may be talking about it again. Hello?
Hey, I'm still trying to figure this out 40 years later. I went to A&M Consolidated Middle School, and we were the Mighty Kittens. I'm still trying to figure that out.
Yes, sir. I remember that because that same thing happened to me. We were – because, you know, you had to grow up to be Tigers, but we were. We had a fight song that said Kittens.
Really?
Yeah, we did.
So that was legit.
Yeah.
That wasn't just
no, that was not a joke.
Wow.
That's the truth. That's even way back when
the
I went
Mighty
to school
Kittens.
With the Coal Oil Lanterns. Yeah. So anyway, so the deal is here are the shows that people will binge race. And by the way, Canada is the country that does the most binge racing.
Oh, that kind of makes sense.
They got to spend more time inside because
right.
it's so cold.
Snow.
U.S. America is second, followed by Denmark, Finland, and Norway.
Okay.
It is worth noting that the other 4 countries have weather that is so brutal that it is relatively easy
mm-hmm.
to not go outside for days at a time.
Right.
What's sad is there are places in the United States where,
yeah.
and that's true too, but there are others where we're pretty much just going to stay in a room all by ourselves and
yeah.
watch the entire season.
I mean, why not?
Yep. All right, so here we go. These are the top six.
To binge race.
Oh, gosh. Top 7. Oh, this is so sad. The number 7 binge raced show on Netflix is Trailer Park Boys.
Oh, really?
I saw someone died from Trailer Park Boys.
Mr. Fahey, right?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, one of the actors.
I watched.
Like in real life.
I watched 2 of them and I just went, I don't think
so. Couldn't get into it, huh?
This next one, same thing. I watched 2 of them and just stopped.
Okay.
Santa Clarita Diet.
Oh, I did not.
Oh.
That's with Drew Barrymore, right?
Man,
okay.
And Timothy Oliphant.
Okay.
Play real estate agents. It's
not good.
Wow.
Well, she's like a vampire.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, she has to eat live people.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, 2 of those was enough.
Yeah.
Number 5 is The Ranch.
The Ranch.
I don't know that show.
That's with Ashton Kutcher and Sam Elliott.
Okay. All right. Oh, it's a Western, kind of contemporary Western thing?
Yeah, kind of.
Okay.
I've I've seen ads for.
Sam's got his mustache, right? I mean, he's looking like Sam Elliott
should.
Well,
he's not going to,
Well, no, he did. He shaved
it
on...
Yeah, he did for Justified.
For Justified, he did, yep. Number four is Seven Deadly Sins. Number three is Marvel's The Defenders. Here you go. Here are your binge rate shows, your winners. Number two is Fuller House.
Gross.
Number one, you ready, Chelsea?
Yeah, I'm
Gilmore
ready.
Girls, A Year in the Life.
Okay, but that one has four episodes.
Yeah.
So it's
easy. That's an excellent point.
Yeah, but I can see, you know, people waiting for that and then just watching it all at once.
Right,
for sure. Because it's really 1 year in their time, and so it makes sense to watch
when
it
all
together.
When you go into double digits on binge racing, there could be a problem there.
Right.
Hello.
I was working out on the machine this morning, and you guys are talking about school colors and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Can't you go back and play music like it was when I got here in 62?
Yeah. No, because there's a whole lot of money involved and a whole lot of time and a whole lot of emotion. By the way, since he said he was on a machine, if you don't exercise, it can kill you.
Oh.
But according to a new survey, too much exercise can also kill you.
Yeah, Chelsea.
Yeah, and since that means you're going to die either way.
Let me tell you what's going to kill me is rollerblading.
Are you still doing that?
I am. I went yesterday and still no big falls.
Okay.
I did have somebody who was driving by the other day and rolled down the window and said, "Hey, Chelsea," and I have no idea who you were.
Perfect.
So,
okay.
But thanks for saying hi.
Yeah, well, that's what happens when you're on television. You become a star.
Right?
Yeah.
I did get a compliment from a crossing guard the other day.
Oh, wow.
This older woman, she works the crossing guard right in front of an elementary school near my house.
Okay.
And she goes, she said she was very impressed. She hasn't seen anyone on skates in a long time.
Well,
was really sweet.
Thank you, man. But skates and rollerblades are two different things.
Yeah, that's
for sure. I thought maybe she was telling you you're going too fast through the school zone.
No.
Well, researchers at the University of Illinois at Chicago just found that very active men are 86% more likely to have a buildup of plaque in their arteries than middle-aged people.
What is that about?
I'm not sure. The research, this doesn't mean you should stop exercising, but, you know, keep it in moderation.
Okay.
Huh.
I don't over-exercise, trust me.
All right. You just spend time doing that.
Yeah.
Right. There's a restaurant in Long Beach, California called Sweet Dixie Kitchen.
Kitchen.
Sweet Dixie
Kitchen.
And they get pretty good Yelp reviews.
Yeah.
At least until last week. That's when a guy named Tyler was eating there, and he realized the fried chicken they were serving him tasted just like the chicken from Popeyes. And when he confronted them about it, the waiter admitted, that's where they get their chicken.
What?
Yeah. He felt ripped off considering the fact that they sell the chicken sandwich for $12.50, which is a lot more than Popeyes. And so, of course, because he could, he went to Yelp. And we were off.
Oh,
and
man.
When Sweet Dixie Kitchen responded, they didn't deny it. They actually bragged about it, quoting, "We proudly serve Popeye's spicy tenders."
Oh.
"It has always been our goal to feature local food and guest chefs here."
What?
Yeah. And yesterday, the owner tried to clarify on Facebook. Basically, she said that most of the stuff at every restaurant is brought in. Like, they don't own their own chickens who are laying eggs.
Well, yeah.
We know that. And we know that they don't have cows in the back that are making the milk and cream.
Right, but you're bringing in chicken tenders from another restaurant?
Yep. Quote, "We will continue our business the same way we have always done. Honest that we make nearly all from scratch. When we can't, we use the second best thing available."
Wow.
Okay.
I wonder if there are any other restaurants out there that do that.
I'm not sure, but I'm guessing. Well, now, here's the thing. Now, there are restaurants that are not branded that probably use the same products because they use Sysco. I mean, they buy this product.
Right.
So, but I hear what you're saying. And I would think that Popeyes would probably, or any chain, would probably not want their products served at another restaurant.
That's what I would think.
So is Popeyes, I mean, did they just notice that they've been selling a ton of chicken to this
one person? Yeah, like Debbie walks in every, you know.
I'll have
23
chicken breasts and 45 thighs and 27 orders of French fries.
Right.
Yeah. Don't know.
Maybe they're going to different, you know, Popeyes, there's obviously multiple locations.
Oh, yeah, moving it around.
So moving it around. But
that's a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
And a lot of expense.
Yeah, so I understand buying from the same wholesaler, seller, whatever. Yep. But, like, yeah, to just, that's strange. But
laundering chicken, basically.
Yes, you're right. But a good point. I mean, if you're buying it at $4.50 and selling it at $12.50, I guess there's plenty of money to be made there.
Yeah.
Making profits.
All right, here we go. The Christmas holiday season is coming up. Starbucks is asking for trouble. Starbucks is asking for trouble.
All right.
Okay. Last year, like the battle at Starbucks in the Christmas war on Christmas was, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
2 years
that.
Ago when Starbucks holiday cups were just plain red and some people got mad that they weren't Christmassy enough.
Right.
A photo just leaked that allegedly shows this year's cups. That won't be a problem. They're having Christmas trees all over those puppies.
Oh, okay, good.
Yep, yep. It's a bunch of black and red and white drawings of Christmas trees.
Okay.
Got a star on top.
Okay. No green?
Now, I find that, that's kind of interesting. But, I mean, there are people, I'm sure, who go to Starbucks every day who are offended about the idea of Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
And so I'll give it to Starbucks. If they're going to lay it on the line that way, then that's okay. I mean,
I think it would be cool to just have, like, random holiday cups. You never know what you're going to get.
Oh.
Like, today you get your latte in a Kwanzaa cup. And tomorrow you get your Americano and your Hanukkah cup.
Yeah,
I wouldn't mind that.
That's a pretty neat deal.
I'm Christian, but I wouldn't mind that.
That's neat. Okay.
Yeah.
That could possibly
or
work.
Or one cup with all sorts of logos
like that bumper sticker, that coexist bumper
yes,
sticker.
Yeah. Yes, every, include
there.
Everyone.
Yeah. And a Festivus cup.
Yeah, that too.
Oh, Festivus. That would be great.
But that's an excellent point. I mean, that would sound like that's the Starbucks. All right, we've done two things here in the last 3 weeks. We've given A&M an idea for an ice cream from Bluebell.
Right.
A guy told me the other day it needs to be called Hullabaloo Crunch Crunch.
Ooh, that's a good one, yes.
Not bad.
That is fantastic.
All right, so we're laying
crunch,
it out there.
Crunch, crunch.
Just laying it out there.
And then we're giving Starbucks an idea.
And
hey, keep an eye out for you frap lovers.
Man.
Halloween, they're supposedly coming out with a vampire frappuccino.
Ooh.
And I've also heard rumors of a zombie frappuccino.
Vampire frappuccino.
They need to have the little cover cup needs to have two holes in it.
Ooh,
you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That'd be cool.
So
yeah.
Are they
bite
have,
marks.
Are they going to put like some tomato juice in it?
No, it'll probably be like strawberry syrup or something.
Of course they do.
Yeah.
Have you seen the Dr. Pepper commercial with Larry and the Vampire?
Yes.
Yes.
A scary vampire. I'll do night games.
Too good. 826.
It's time for the Brazos Valley Fair, October 20th through the 22nd. There's fun for all ages with a carnival, rodeo, shopping, and awesome concerts, including a Saturday performance by the Disney Channel star Sabrina Carpenter, Friday headliner Kevin Fowler, and Sunday stars La Energia Norteña. Exciting rodeo action and a carnival plus awesome concerts and so much more. Only at the Brazos Valley Fair, October 20th through the 22nd. Visit BrazosValleyFair.com for details or call 979-821-1450.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. President Trump says he's likely to make his selection for the next Fed chairman from five candidates, a group that includes current chair Janet Yellen, whom Trump will meet with tomorrow. Other candidates are Fed Governor Jerome Powell, former Fed Governor Kevin Warsh, National Economic Council Director Gary Cohn, and Stanford University economist John Taylor. Trump is expected to make a decision before his Trump trip to Asia, which begins November 3rd. Hawaiian Airlines leads the current government ranking of U.S. airlines and their on-time performance for August with a 93% on-time rate. Number two, Delta. Number three, Alaska Airlines. Regulators consider a flight on time if it arrives no more than 14 minutes past its posted landing time. Samsung Electronics is betting that the next domain to be transformed by technology will be the home, and it's increasingly investing in artificial intelligence and software startups to stitch together a network of smart appliances. On Wall Street, futures pointing to gains at the open. And that's Your Money Now.
Stocks are soaring, and construction spending across America has been on the rise. If you've been waiting to build, the time is now. Whether you want to expand your business or you want to build a new garage, call General Steel today. Our metal buildings are custom designed for your needs. For example, a 40 by 60 is a great space for an auto shop or three-car garage. And if you call General Steel today, it's on sale now for under $25,000. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
I'm Rocky Moselle with StarRegistry.com. Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It was great advice. Now it's a great gift. Name a star after someone. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com, we will name a star after someone very special to you and send an incredible personalized gift. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com for the hottest gift.
It's hunting season, and your local Ace Hardware wants to take the hassle out of your fall equipment maintenance and repair with the pickup, repair, and return service. From all makes and models on four-wheelers and side-by-sides to chainsaws, trimmers, and mowers, Ace will pick up your equipment, repair, and return it to your home. Or if you need new equipment, Ace is your Husqvarna outdoor power dealer. Whether it's camping gear, hunting and fishing licenses, or fall equipment maintenance and repair, your local Ace is the place. Call 979-279-3003 for Ace's pickup, repair, and return service today.
For decades, airbags, anti-lock brakes, onboard computers, and better-built cars have all worked together to decrease the number of fatal accidents. But now, it's all being reversed, and it appears that smartphones are the cause. Kim Commando with your Wednesday Consumer Tech Update. In the last 2 years, traffic fatalities in America have surged by a whopping 14.4%. You're not hearing about it on your evening news because no one's minding the store. The National Highway Transportation Safety Administration, who's supposed to keep track of these things, is not listing smartphones or distracted driving as reasons for fatal crashes. We only know because of local police reports and by indirect evidence. Distracted driving accident reports show that, in most cases, the weather was good, speeds were not excessive, and the drivers were not drunk. All the while, prosecutors and police failed to use the distracted driving laws that are, in most cases, already on the books. Our tech news is updated all the time at news.commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O. If you have a small business, you know that customers are your lifeline. And keeping your ever-growing list of customer names, addresses, messages, and invoices organized can be a nightmare. So let me introduce you to Zoho and its amazing CRM tool. CRM stands for Customer Relationship Manager. Imagine every customer detail, a complete history of every phone call, email, order, and proposal. Zoho can even tell you the best time to call or email. Turn cold leads into interested prospects and prospects into paying customers. Zoho automates follow-up emails and customer payment reminders. All of your contacts and leads in one place where you can keep track of the entire sales process, leaving you more time to run your business and close more deals. Start today. Visit ZohoCRM.com. That's ZohoCRM.com. Go now and get 10 users in your company free. That's ZohoCRM.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:32. It's 51 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Awards & More. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards & More can put it there. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The College Station School Board continues to discuss how it will go about rebranding what will be three middle schools a year from now. Michael Wesson suggested taking Tigers and Cougars and the colors maroon and purple off the table and let the student bodies decide.
They both choose red, then that would suck, but it you know, come up with a process. I do not want to be the one in charge of that process.
Superintendent Clark Ely told the board he will collect community opinions and provide an update at the board's November meeting. The estimated cost for new logos, exterior signage, and marquees is $125,000. Brazos County Commissioners are proceeding with two road projects affecting South College Station. One of yesterday's votes awarded a $1.2 million contract to extend Mesa Verde Drive to Highway 6. The other is approving an interlocal agreement with the City of College Station for rebuilding Arrington Road. Commissioners also approved a change order that adds $9,200 to the design cost of converting Arena Hall into the county's record storage facility. And it was discovered County Engineer Alan Munger resigned last week to take a job in the private sector. Taking over on an interim basis for the second time is Gary Arnold. City of Bryan and Brazos County inspectors are catching up with a salvage yard that's been doing business for 15 years. Brazos County commissioners gave a conditional permit yesterday to Bryan Auto Recycling and Glass. The county, which began salvage regulations 4 years ago, did not realize part of the yard was located in the county until last March or April. And the salvage yard's consulting engineer, Joe Schultz, told commissioners the city did not do an inspection between 2002 and 2017.
The scope of work includes improving the driveway off of 2018, extension of a water line, some paving, possibly some drainage improvements, plus the building. They have some portable buildings that are too close to other buildings. They're under electrical lines.
Schultz says there are some things that can be done quicker than others, as the city wants what amounts to be a new facility. The county's inspector told commissioners the salvage yard is meeting state requirements. A Bryan man is out of jail after posting bond after his arrest on a charge of intoxication manslaughter. 58-year-old Ruben Coronado Martinez is accused of drunk driving at the time of a head-on crash when his truck crossed the center line on a Highway 6 feeder road in North Bryan. The collision at 1:30 in the morning on May 2nd killed 21-year-old Steve Williford Jr. of Bryan. According to the DPS arrest report, Martinez had a blood alcohol level twice the legal limit when he arrived at the hospital. Medical records also indicated Martinez tested positive for cocaine and marijuana. Where is the College Station City Council going to find $300 million over the next 30 years for major projects? Well, that was among the questions asked at this week's Chamber of Commerce Candidates Forum.
Candidates were specifically asked where to find the money. Place One candidate Elena Vasali talked about two issues, the first being economic development.
And additionally, looking at the needs versus the wants.
Bob Brick brought up impact fees taking care of 10% of the cost.
The 90% is yet to be determined how the city would approach that issue.
All the comments from the candidates forum are online at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
WTAW News Time is 8:35. It's 51 degrees. You can keep texting us all throughout the day. It's 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Awards and More. More news anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Awards and More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards and More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards and More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards and More will put it there. Awards and More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
It's hunting season, and your local Ace Hardware wants to take the hassle out of your fall equipment maintenance and repair with the pickup, repair, and return service. From all makes and models on four-wheelers and side-by-sides to chainsaws, trimmers, and mowers, Ace will pick up your equipment, repair, and return it to your home. Or if you need new equipment, Ace is your Husqvarna outdoor power dealer. Whether it's camping gear, hunting and fishing licenses, or fall equipment maintenance and repair, your local Ace is the place. Call 979-279-3003 for Ace's pickup, repair, and return service today.
Bring in household hazardous wastes and electronics to the free collection event October 21st from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the University Services Complex. The event can be accessed from Harvey Road east of Highway 6. Take the first left after Veterans Park. No entry will be allowed from University Drive. Bring it paint, batteries, pesticides, herbicides, fertilizers, pool chemicals, gasoline, old TVs, computers, and monitors. Call 979-764-3809 or visit TwinOaksHHW.com for more info.
837 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Check the weather. It's brought to you this morning by your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore. Your local nationwide agents are part of their member-driven community. We're serving members' needs as their top priority. Call nationwide agent Mike Kilgore at 979-776-1900 today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
Sunshine, we'll see more of that again today, and it's going to start to warm up a little bit. Nothing too impressive. We'll get to about 80 to 85 this afternoon. That certainly puts us above normal for today. We're clear tonight, 60 to 65. Sunshine tomorrow, there'll be some passing cloudiness in the afternoon, 80 to 85. Turning partly to mostly cloudy tomorrow night, 60 to 65. Clouds may be a stray shower Friday, and 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Wednesday, time to talk with the mayors and Mayor Andrew Nelson here from the City of Bryan. Good morning, Mayor. How are you today? I'm
doing wonderfully. Thank you.
Let's talk about you have been struggling. The city's been struggling with we're going to call it stealth dorms just because it's or unconnected housing, whatever. But you'd put together a subcommittee of three individuals who heard a lot from citizenry about that and what their passions were. Yet when brought to council, you decided to postpone taking action. So kind of give us, as one member of council, your reasoning behind that.
Well, the first, I want to thank them. Postponing doesn't mean we disagreed with the spirit of what they're doing or the need to look into this issue. And we really appreciate their hard work, everyone on planning and zoning. But they've spent 9 months on it. I know it's been a lot of time, but I am certain since the last week's decision that we've made the right decision to take a little bit more time to make sure that this thing is, you know, our I's are dotted and our T's are crossed. Citizens of Bryan can count on me to support legally defendable and practically enforceable neighborhood integrity measures in neighborhoods that still have reasonable neighborhood integrity to protect. And where those homeowners in those neighborhoods make it very clear that they want restrictions on their properties.
You know, I guess as it stands right now, the plans do not have to be brought before planning and zoning. And for a citizen who's in a neighborhood where that's happening, they are frustrated that you in fact decided to postpone taking action. I mean, what do you say to them?
Well, let's look historically. 10 years ago, in an effort to help neighborhoods, the City of Bryan established residential neighborhood conservation districts. We mm-hmm. call them RNCs to limit homes to no more than two unrelated adults through a process that requires, until this year, two-thirds of the neighborhood's homeowners to sign a petition requesting that designation. Over the past 10 years, the City of Bryan, 40 neighborhoods in the City of Bryan have adopted this tool in their toolbox to limit people to two unrelated. There are 40 neighborhoods that have done this. Now, there are many of neighborhoods that have not gone through the RNC petition process and still have time to restrict their own property uses through this designation. Current City of Bryan Council this year took a big step by actually cutting in half the supermajority required to achieve that RNC district, going down from 66 to 58% of the petition. So we've actually made a lot of progress in Bryan. If you look at College Station, I'm not sure that they have a single RNC. I don't know what their definition is. It's not really my direct concern now because I've got to be responsible for Bryan. Mm-hmm. But I can tell you, we have 40 neighborhoods, and since we made that change, one has already done that. So does that mean that we don't have challenges in RNCs? No. Does it mean that there are still people who are concerned about the design of homes? Yes, but I had specific concerns about the, even though we asked P&Z to look into this and they present it, I had some concerns. So I think this 90 days will give us time to see, one, with the change that we made, who cares enough to begin a petition process? I also have some legal concerns. I didn't think our city attorney had time to be able to properly fully advise the council on what was being proposed. Obviously, it doesn't make sense for us to go approve some ordinance if we're going to get sued and not meet the requirements. It wasn't clear to me who would be given discretion to decide who's given them proof. You know, that's what this ordinance says. It says if you want a four-bedroom, four-bath, then whether you're in a single-family neighborhood or a multifamily neighborhood, in either case, you'd have to come to some type of tribunal. It wasn't clear what that entity was. Is it who's making that up? Who's got the discretion to make that decision? And it seems to be unbridled discretion. There are some potential legal concerns that I have for that. And the fact that it doesn't just apply to single-family residential districts but also to multifamily zoning, it's another concern that it may be too broad and is going beyond the charge that we were giving them. So there's also federal laws and federal acts. And, you know, I wanted our city attorney to have time to advise council. And we didn't have that time. So instead of saying no, we just said, let's give ourselves a little bit of time. There's a lot of other concerns that I have. It's the ordinance is restricting the freedom of citizens to build the type of homes they may desire. And the real complaints, with all due respect, I think everyone, no one wants to offend students, and I don't either. I love students. This is a wonderfully diverse community. We wouldn't have the community we have without Texas A&M and the growth. But really the concern that I'm seeing in all of the complaints that happen about the, quote, stealth dorms is the sometimes frustrating behavior of young students living in any sized home with any number of bedrooms, whether they own it or rent it, as opposed to living side by side with family.
Well, that's the wrong umbrella to put it under, I think. I think there's people are unhappy because these are not owner-occupied facilities either. And so from that standpoint, I see how they feel threatened. But what I want to do actually now is I kind of want to take a more positive approach, and that is the fact that the report that you've gotten that basically there have been more homes built in Bryan in the last year than in College Station, and they come in at price points that are very satisfactory as far as new homeowners are concerned.
Yeah, it's a wonderful time for Bryan. We're growing, we're doing well, and again, going back to placing an ordinance that is going to put significant burdens on builders that might be overly broad. I mean, if you look at where we have stealth dorm concerns, you know, I went to the Austin's Colony Homeowners Association. There are probably 200 people there, and I asked directly, how many of you are concerned about stealth dorms in the city of Bryan? I don't think one person raised their hand. Okay, does that mean we don't have a challenge to work through in Bryan? Absolutely not. But what it means is it's a localized challenge. The closer you get to campus, the more likely a student's going to want to live in a house there, right?
Right. Well, and you have larger lots. The platting is different in the older neighborhoods, that's
right.
For sure.
So again, one size doesn't fit all, and that doesn't mean we don't have a concern, but this ordinance addresses every single property in Bryan that meets that criteria. And again, if you already have a multifamily zoning designation, why would you require a developer to come to some tribunal that's as yet not defined, whose criteria of proof that you're not going to sell it to more than two people is not yet defined? That doesn't mean the effort is bad. It doesn't mean the work that has been done is bad, but it means we're not there yet.
Well, what do you say to those people? Because there are some who are uncomfortable with the idea of here was a single-family home, and granted, the home is 60 years old. But is there anything that the city can do that would be an inducement so that you don't have somebody come in and scrape it, rather that you take it and they remodel it, and they keep it basically on the footprint that it has with the exterior that it generally has and upgrade the inside of it? Is there anything the city can do, in your view, to do that, to induce that?
Well, again, going back to what was on the table last week, that wasn't even the scope of the work that's been done yet. And
right.
That's another concern I have. If you look, I talk to so many people who say, hey, I've got a renter on the right and the left side of me, and neither one of those is four-bedroom, four-bath, but I hold my breath every time the house comes up for rent, hoping, is it going to be a student? And if it's a student, are they students where I'm going to have a good relationship, or is
sure.
it going to be parties and parking on the lawn and, you know, trash all in the front yard? And by the way, we have codes and ordinances already on the books to address those things.
Well, you have non-students that are bad behaviors, too. I think that's
exactly.
fair.
Exactly. And that's my message to students is, look, I was young, too. I did a lot of things that were probably pretty darn stupid, and luckily I got through them and up to this point. So part of us need to be patient and recognize they're a part of our community, and we have a role to play in coaching and teaching them. They have a role to play, too. There's a lot of wonderful students here. I mean, there's so many events where Aggies serve, Aggies give. It doesn't invalidate the concerns about students being a little bit more aloof in neighborhoods, maybe a little bit more oblivious of their impact. But that doesn't mean we don't want them. We welcome students. We just need to work this problem and make sure it's a fully thought out ordinance.
Andrew Nelson, the mayor of Bryan here. Well, we're 5 days away from early voting starting. I know you want to ask people to come out and consider the charter amendments that are on the ballot.
Sure, yes. I think these were considered through an independent city-driven, council-driven process. I think they're all very wise and reasonable. They align our city law, city ordinances, and our charter with state law, federal law. Some of them are just dealing with typos and things like that for the most part. But they were unanimously supported by that independent council, supported by the independent Municipal League representative that we brought, unanimously supported by PNZ and the Bryan Business Council. And then 6-1 approved by our city council.
One of the things that people need to make note of is one of the items has to do with the number of meetings that you might hold within a month or how they're held, so that people understand this is a choice that they can make now, but it could end up being a dramatic change that this council may have as far as options for meetings. So discuss that a little bit for me.
Well, actually, I think it just aligns with the historic practice and the custom of this council. During Christmas and summer, we often have two meetings on one calendar day so that we can meet the letter of that rule. We've done that since I've been watching this council. So we have a long history of doing that. What I said to our city manager when I came on is, just like my business, we need to have as many meetings as necessary to get the business of the city done. And if that means a meeting every day, then that's what we're going to do. If it means one meeting a month, I'm okay with that too. In fact, the city staff spends so much time just preparing for a meeting, and we don't, as I told people, I didn't run for mayor so that we could go schedule conference rooms. We need to go and schedule a conference room when we have the business of the city to do, and we'll have as many as we need. This simply aligns our charter to allow us to have one or more as needed, which is exactly how we've been operating.
Finally, on Monday night at the forum, both candidate Moorhead and candidate Sutherland said that they thought it would be a good idea to bring here visitors back up to 6 o'clock rather than 5:30 so it could be televised live. Review for us your thoughts about making that change.
Well, I appreciate that. And, you know, the Here Citizens, it's called Council Here Citizens, not Citizens Here Citizens. And so if the majority of council is better served so that we can make sure we're hearing citizens by moving it up or down, then yeah, I'm absolutely fine with that. The reason why we moved it 30 minutes was there are a lot of people who told us they can't make Here Citizens. There seemed to be 12 people, roughly, in the 5 years of research I did, 12 people who make up 70% of the time used for Here Citizens. We have 85,000 citizens here in Bryan. So when I hear feedback from people who say, you know, if you were to move this to 5:30, I could actually leave work, go and present, and then still get home, get food for my family, take care of my evening instead of being there that extra 30 minutes, I'd prefer it. It would be more convenient for me. I'm sure there's some people that would love it to be at 7 o'clock. For me, with my work life, if I wanted to go present, I'd probably rather it be at 8 o'clock. But, I mean, over the last decades, the time of Here Citizens changes from time to time constantly. In fact, it was only at the 6 p.m. time because our prior mayor, Mayor Byinski, moved it again to accommodate the needs of the council members. So, yeah, I'm open to it. I'm disappointed that when that was proposed, no one ever came to me and even asked me to move it 30 minutes. Normally, the way you do that on a council is you come to someone and say, hey, what do you think about, why did you do that? Would you be willing to move it by 30 minutes? And instead, we hear about it in a petition process. So I don't think that's the wisest way to get business done. I think that also came out in the debate, questioning, you know, is it better to work with people? I mean, obviously, that petition was not recommended and was rejected. They didn't get the signatures they needed. But I'm still open to changing it. Of course I am.
All right. Anything else you got for us today?
We got a few things going on here in the city of Bryan. Let me see if I can pull these things up. We got three announcements. Mm-hmm. First, funding for the 2018 Texas Avenue Corridor Beautification Partnership matching grant program is now available. So you can get your applications submitted now through December 1st at bryantx.gov/CBP. Now, for those that can't write that down, just go to our website and you can find it. Our city staff are going to host an informational meeting on Tuesday, October 24th at 5:30 p.m. at our City Hall meeting in the Council Chamber. So this is designed to help our local businesses. We have Household Hazardous Waste Day, Saturday, October 21st from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. Residents can bring household waste like batteries, motor oil, gasoline, paints, and other things for more proper disposal. So the entrance is on Harvey Road between Veterans Park and Copperfield Drive. We're asking you bring new or gently used books to donate and a blanket, a nonprofit organization started by two sisters to help encourage literacy among youth. And finally, we have our annual Halloween celebration at Moore's Buzz Hamilton Memorial Dog Park. And this is Saturday, October 21st, 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. So we'll have pumpkin decorating, pet costume parade, and lots more stuff. So You can get all this stuff at on our Bryan TX website if you want more information.
There you go, Andrew Nelson, the mayor of Bryan. Thanks for the time this morning.
Thank you for the opportunity.
You bet.
Think of the things that unite us. Around here, football, family, lending a hand to a neighbor in need. Because when we're united, we're stronger, better, and can get more done. That's why Sioux Falls Prater and Brazos Valley are uniting. This November, we'll be United Ag and Turf. This means bigger selection, more availability, and great deals on John Deere tractors. Right now, get special savings and low financing on John Deere compact tractors. Brazos Valley and Sioux Falls Prater will be United Ag and Turf, united with you and your land.
When Elizabeth saw Mary, the babe in Elizabeth's womb leaped for joy, Luke 1 and verse 41. The babe in Elizabeth's womb was John, and the babe in Mary's womb was Jesus. You might say that the herald, John, was already announcing the coming of the King, Jesus. At the time that this event took place, John, the babe in Elizabeth's womb, was 6 months old. Jesus, the babe in Mary's womb, was only a few days old. Sadly, some today would have us to believe that the babe in the womb is just a blob of tissue or a clump of cells that fills nothing. Luke, the beloved physician, would argue otherwise. He pictured the babe in Elizabeth's womb as living, active, and capable of feeling great joy. At the BCS Church of Christ, we look to the Bible for the answer to the question of when life begins and for the answers to the rest of life's questions. For more information about what we believe and teach, we invite you to visit our website at www.bcschurchofchrist.com.
Ronnie Mike and Ron Smith for Aggieland Carpet One.
Did you know that October is National Karistan Month?
That's right, Ronnie Mike. There are lots of new styles and colors, and area rugs are 50% off. Come in to Aggieland Carpet One today and take advantage of the lowest prices of the year.
Come see us today at Aggieland Carpet One next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
It's Truck Month at Top Light Chevrolet, and this Truck Month includes every truck, both new and used.
So many trucks.
We're overstocked with more pre-owned trucks and SUVs than ever before. But hurry, we may be overstocked, but we won't be undersold. Get incredible Truck Month prices on every pre-owned half-ton and heavy-duty pickup in stock. It's the best time to buy. Don't miss Truck Month. All roads lead to Top Light Chevrolet in Bryan College Station. Online at toplight.com. Chevy, find new roads.
October 21st and 22nd is the Fall 2017 Parade of Homes, brought to you by Benjamin Franklin Plumbing and JC Insulation. Tour 50 homes built by 33 of our local home builders for free. Visit our website or social media for more information. Click gbbbuilders.org.
About 5 till, News Talk 1620, WTAW. So, we have the richest people in the world. If we want that list, we'll run through it real quick. Number one is Bill Gates, mm-hmm. $86
billion.
Warren Buffett, $75 billion. And he owns the Bryan Eagle, I'm just telling you.
That's right.
It's part of the empire. Jeff Bezos, CEO of Amazon, he eventually will be the richest man because he will own the world.
Yeah.
then some guy who's the co-founder of Zara. I don't even know what Zara is.
Zara?
I think if it's the thing I'm thinking of, it's clothing.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then Mark Zuckerberg from Facebook.
Zuckerberg.
Yep. The president, he's plummeted to 248.
Because he took a pay cut.
Tied with Snapchat creator Evan Spiegel. Their fortune is like, $3 billion.
Gosh.
It's horrible. Okay, here we go on this. Are you sick and tired of constantly cleaning your house just to wind up having to pick up after your not-so-tidy roommates?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I'm just saying so because you two, I guess, are in that situation.
We do have roommates,
okay.
Yep.
Marie Kondo feels your pain. Cosmopolitan sat down with the best-selling author who wrote The Life-Changing Magic of Tidying Up. Think a neat living space is impossible with soccer gear and homework and groceries and piano lessons and everything that the modern family requires. Think again. She suggests keeping the things that are important to you safe, work on your own tidy skills, and the habit will become so downright contagious.
Okay.
I don't think so.
Even better, your life will be so orderly that you won't care about other people's messes.
Yeah, that's a lie, too.
Okay. Well, that's why I thought I'd just kind of roll that out for y'all to let you throw rocks at it.
If you start being tidy and taking care of everything, then the roommates just take that for granted and say, hey, he'll clean it up.
That's true. That is true.
And that basically is the way I look at it, too. That is the way that I would look at it, too.
My roommates are actually pretty clean, though.
Mine are,
I'm
too.
I'm, like, the messiest one, so...
Well, there you are.
Yeah. I'm not the messiest one, but...
All right. So, did you know Jim Carrey had a chance to play Jack Sparrow in Pirates of the Caribbean?
Oh. That would have been weird.
He turned it down because it conflicted with his filming of that monster hit, Bruce Almighty.
Oh.
Hey, Bruce Almighty was an okay movie. Okay. It wasn't that bad.
But he might have maybe thought that he just... Well. So,
Pirates made a lot of money.
Yep. The tallest men in the world are in the Netherlands with an average height of just over 6 feet.
I'm booking my flight right now.
There you go. The shortest are in Indonesia, average height of 5'2".
Never wanted to go there anyway.
It costs you between approximately 21 to 29 cents every year to use your turn signal.
What?
Because you have to get it changed?
Yeah, no, the blinker fluid.
Yeah.
The blinker fluid's going to cost you.
Yeah. Next time you go in there, hey, wait, and check the blinker fluid.
Yeah.
Now, this is what somebody had too much time on the hands, clearly. It costs between 21 and 29 cents a year to use your turn signals based on the amount of energy they use and the tiny amount of gas it takes.
What? Okay.
I know.
Chelsea, have you gotten your blinker fluid changed lately?
No, I did have to get my blinker handle changed because it broke.
Oh, you hit it so hard? What?
No. Eventually, those little pins and levers just wear out.
Okay.
Well, get your blinker fluid
at
changed every 10,000 miles.
At least I'm using my blinker.
That's right. Hey, it's
my indicator.
That's right, indicator. The National Chocolate Cupcake Day, of course, is today.
Yes.
Which seems awfully specific, even for a random holiday, but Hostess figured out a pretty good way to celebrate. They calculated how many Hostess cupcakes it could take to fill a Ford Focus hatchback. And if you guess it right, you can win a year's worth of Hostess cupcakes.
Ooh, okay.
Now, all you have to do is tweet your guess in before 2 o'clock tomorrow by using the hashtag BuckleYourSweetBelt. Okay?
Buckle your sweet
belt. Remember, it's cupcakes. We're back tomorrow.